All right, nice to have you back. Boy, heavy hitters today, huh, Raph? Ann Killian, Bruce Jenkins, Bill Madden, and now we go to the cleanup hitter from USA Today and one of the outstanding baseball writers. I know he didn't pick the Giants. We all remember that in the 2012 World Series, but we've gotten past it, and we welcome Bob Nightingale to the show. Bobby, how are you?
Doing great. A lot of pressure.
Yeah, come on. You know, you have the reputation out here. Tigers are going to win it.
I know. All right. I still wonder about the if it started Detroit or whatever. I picked the Tigers to win it in 3 and 06 against the Cardinals. So I think I fall in love too much with the American League and the Tigers.
Really? Hey, Bob Nightingale with us, USA Today. Bob, you wrote something this week, and, you know, we're almost at the quarter pole. You know, we're getting close. This is game 38 today for the Giants, of course, 40 or so, about a quarter of a season. There are some teams that are sort of, there were playoff teams last year that are not looking very well. And then there's some surprises, and you take the big picture look. Share it with us today.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're, you know, obviously it's still early, but, you know, some of these teams now that made the playoffs a year ago are in trouble, and you don't think they'll recover. One's the Pirates. You know, I thought, hey, with the excitement they got, ending losing streak after 20 years, and obviously selling a whole lot more season tickets, you know, do something. And they didn't do anything in the off season, except lose some people. And I think it's going to cost them big time. You know, Boston, they played so far over their head last year. Now you're wondering, okay, is this reality? You know, they just kind of hover around 500, and you wonder if that will ever change. You know, Cleveland is, same type of thing. They lost a couple of key parts, too, particularly Smith in the bullpen and Jimenez. And, the way Detroit's playing, they're just kind of running away from the pack there.
Boy, you know, it's interesting. As I say at the quarter pole, I had this feeling yesterday. I think I mentioned it to Paul White. I said, this July, I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of activity because there's so much parity. Other than Detroit running away with it, everyone else is in a pretty good race. And everybody needs something. I think this July we're going to see action.
So I go the other way, just because of what you said, so much parity. It's like if everybody's in the race, you know, especially with two wild cards, how can you make a trade?
Yeah,
and,
I guess,
you know, there's going to be so few teams out of the race. You know, let's face it now, every team is making a killing financially. So, you know, no team has got to make moves just to save some money. So I remember last year's trade deadline was, especially the last day, was a dud. I think we may see the same thing here. If you make a move, you better make it early.
All right. Good point. That's a good point. I know the Giants are going to be in action. I mean, the second base thing for them, you don't know how that's going to play out, the starting pitching, bullpen. I think they think, and I believe it, most people do, that they have a heck of a chance of getting back to the playoffs. And Brian Sabian's one of those guys that if you need two or three parts in July, he goes out and gets it. But how about the surprise teams? Do you think the Brewers can hang in there? About the Cardinals, Cincinnati? Maybe the National League Central for me may be the most interesting. And then, of course, you throw the Marlins into the mix with Atlanta and Washington. Maybe those two divisions are really pretty much up for grabs.
Yeah, I'd still be shocked if the Cardinals don't win the division, not run away. I know they're going through offensive struggles big time, but they're just too deep and powerful. And the great thing about a team that is deep is come summertime when injuries start hitting, guys get tired, they're so deep they can pull away from the pack. So I still think that's what happens there. But I do believe the Brewers have a shot at the a definite shot at the wild card. And the Miami, of course, is a prize, but we don't expect that to keep up. And even in the National League West, I mean, the Rockies are going to be one of the biggest surprises in baseball too. I mean, that offense is getting back in the non-humidor days.
Well, it's great. I mean, I love the quarter pole because, as you say, teams, you know, it doesn't take a lot to be in it at the quarter pole. You know, you got to be Arizona and be off to a terrible start to be out of this thing. Which brings me to Arizona. Is Kirk Gibson, Kevin Towers, are they in some trouble down there? They're the one team that's really gotten out of the gate and just stumbled horribly.
Yeah, they are. The players didn't seem to be responding to Gibson. Now they're playing better. A lot of people point out, including myself, I think that ninth inning collapse by the Cubs in Chicago on the 100th anniversary might have saved some jobs because they won that game and they had a little momentum. They won the next one and they went back to Arizona and won again, so three straight. So they're pitching a lot better now. Bronson Arroyo's pitching better. Miley's pitching well. So that's the thing. I mean, they dug themselves too deep of a hole to recover, but they might be doing enough to save some jobs.
Well, hey, there was an incident the other day. Bob Nightingale of USA Today with us. As I say, our cleanup hitter today, and rightfully so, wonderful baseball man. The official scoring in Texas, and I think it's created a little bit of a hubbub around baseball that an error was charged in a ball that fell in front of a couple of fielders with Yu Darvish on the hill. Is there going to be a chain reaction in this thing, maybe to make official scores like employees of baseball or something like that, or is that just one of those hometown scoring things?
Well, you know, the scoring around baseball is so erratic. You know, it just depends from city to city. It changes. That being said, I actually love the call. I wish more guys would do that. My thing is, why do you penalize a pitcher if a guy, stumbles and falls behind him or loses a ball in the sun? I'm a big advocate of team error. You know, and this was a classic case. You make it a team error. I mean, it's a lazy fly ball. You know, both guys, miscommunication. But that's not the pitcher's fault. He shouldn't be charged for a hit because of that. And I don't believe, if the guy had touched it, oh, then it's an automatic error. You know, so what? I actually like the call, and I wish more scorers would do that. I just hate the fact when a guy loses a ball in the sun and it's a base hit. You know, let's make it a team error. Why penalize the pitcher?
Yeah, that may be coming, the team error, because it does come up every once in a while. The other thing is, as long as we talk about rules, how do you feel about not getting an RBI in a double play ball?
I don't have trouble with that. I know that's been brought up. But, you know, it's kind of, you know, you get rewarded for making, you know, two outs in a play. So I don't have trouble with the RBI thing. I think that'd be tough to change that rule after all these years. Then you got to go back in the history books. So, okay, let's readjust everybody's RBI tool based on double play balls you get into. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that, Marty.
All right. Bob Nightingale with us. So getting good opinions here, and I appreciate it. Derek Jeter. And again, he was out in Anaheim the other week, just last week, and tremendous ovation for him, and so well received. We're out here, and we haven't seen the Yankees out here yet. What kind of a farewell tour is Jeter having? What kind of a season is he having? And how does he go out?
Yeah, I think Anaheim was only the third city he's been to. I was at the first one, Houston, where he's not, you know, returning to. So I think Milwaukee's the third or fourth one today. But yeah, very well received by everybody. I think it's going to be a real – no one's really talking about this. I think it's going to be a cool moment at the All-Star game in Minnesota. I don't care if he doesn't get a hit the rest of the first half. He's going to be the starting shortstop. And I think that may be like a Ted Williams-type send-off or Mario Rivera-type send-off. Ted already retired, obviously, but everybody gathered around him on the mound.
Yeah.
And something similar to Rivera last year where everybody's cheering and things like that. So, yeah, he's having a little bit of a slow start power-wise, but he's not that much different than the Jeter of a couple of years ago. Two years ago, we had a monster season. You know, we're not going to see that. But I think by watching him, it shows that this is a time to retire. You know, he doesn't have a whole lot left in the tank. You know, he's got enough to get through this season. And I think he's performed fine, considering what everything he's been through.
All right. Now, on the other side of the coin, Bud Selig said he's going to have a farewell tour as well. And Bruce Jenkins and I kidded about that one yesterday. How do you feel about that?
I think his thing will be more of a quiet farewell tour. I mean, he's always said he's done that. He's not going to go out to the mound or, you know, wave. He might, you know, have a press box, press box conference like he does in spring training, but kind of very quiet. I still find it hard to believe that he's going to have time to get to all 30 ballparks. I just don't see that. I think he'd like to get to a few, as many as he can. But he said, you know, he's got too much on his plate to start running around the country and visiting ballparks.
Hey, do you have any thoughts on who may succeed him? I know it's going to come up. Apparently, he's serious about this as his last year. Who do you think may succeed him?
You know, it's going to be someone that all the owners are comfortable with, and that's a hard thing. I'm not of the opinion that it's going to come directly inside. Everybody's saying Rob Manfred. I don't see that. I don't think it will go to Manfred. I think he's got a shot, and so does Tim Brosnan in that front office. We'll see. It's got to be someone involved with business and marketing, and then knows all the owners well. And Jerry Reinsdorf wanted it. You know, he's up in age. He would have it tomorrow. but he doesn't want it. Same with Paul Beeston. Mark Antanasio, the Brewers owner, would be a good candidate. So he's certainly going to be talked about, and so is Dave Dombrowski. And I don't see it really adjusting from there. If it's another person, it's got to be someone on the financial side that all the owners have dealt with before and are comfortable with. No surprises here.
All right. Are we done with the days of George Bush saying, you know something, I don't have a lot to do now. I'll be commissioner. Are those days just never going to happen again?
Yeah, it just won't happen. You've got to be so involved in the being at owners' meetings and knowing all the owners and having business dealings. It's going to be someone in that type of circle. I'm not saying it's going to be some work at MLB right now, but someone that you're very familiar with. I'm not saying that George will, but someone that's dealt with all the economics and understands exactly what the owners are going through.
All right. One last thought for you. Have you been to Wrigley during this 100-year anniversary on TV? It looks terrific.
Yeah, I have not yet, and I will. You know, it's one of those things you go to places where teams are doing well, and obviously the Cubs are struggling big time. But I certainly will before the year's out. And a marvelous place. You know, that in Fenway is tough. I like Wrigleyville the best of the area, but I still like Fenway Park over Wrigley Field, just with the Green Monster and everything else. So Fenway is still my all-time favorite.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Hey, Bobby, thanks on this Sunday. I always love having you on, and I appreciate it. And you're welcome anytime. And we're not even going to think about Tigers-Giants anymore. Believe me, it's over.
Who knows? Both teams are playing. We may have a rematch.
Boy, that wouldn't that be something? Well, you have another chance then to make it right.
Yeah, trying to get myself right.
All right, Bobby. Thank you so much.
Sure, thanks, Freddie.
All right, that's Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Boy, I love having him on. A good Sunday morning, huh? All right.